I usually do sense from memory, but I'm just not feeling like that's going to happen right now. The first one is called Panda, and it's about being in China when you're a big, big girl. it was a lot bigger when I visited a friend who was teaching English there. And it's not that sort of shallow, but there's a lot to being an outsider in center groups. This one is called Panda. My girlfriend was surrounded by silks, and I am outside looking in on this library of feminine embassy. Rolls of ruby and cherry blossoms, pools, sapphire, dragon pools, and jade in before. Manuals to be chosen from, just beyond the stall of heady spices in the Duyun-covered market. I shuffle softly to hide my girth behind the butcher box table, while the seamstress giggles, fingertips slip at the numbers that measure my friend's willowy western length. There are souvenirs, handmade qipaos, dresses with slender eastern cuts which, while worn, will lend an instant image of exoticness. My souvenir. Fear of the tape wrapped wide around my hips, my thighs, my belly, marking the size of a true panda. Chinese slang for Westerner, or the name of an animal which is black-eyed, weary, fumbling, unapproached, unapproaching. Okay, and the second one that I'll do, the last one, is called...
Up we have Cole Scully.
Points in the last couple of weeks, both the Ryan report, so the fairly good points, excellent points, and a fairly stark sort along the same theme, but it's a bit from a different angle. It's called Encounter on the Sacred Heart Convent. You still think I remember you, the little boy from Harper's Row. You say it was 1962 and you were 10. The first decade now, the sorrowful mystery, the garden of Gethsemane men. You said you had brown hair then, boy. There's something odd about that face. I can't remember really. I never thought that age. You see, my son I didn't teach. Perhaps some other nun. Same name. Hail Mary full of grace. I'm wary, young man, help me up. Now what's it that you want to know? Yes, it's Sister Catherine. My mother picked it. God rest her soul. It's lovely here in the garden. It's lovely in the garden here. A nice talk in the fresh air. And tell me, did I wrong you then? Will you say a decade with me, please? I need. Well, it was nice to meet you anyway. When can you come again?
Thank you, and if I'm not mistaken, that was Miriam Casey that just came in the door. Next up, Miriam Casey.
I picture myself as a little boat, falling in uncharted seas, desperately trying to keep afloat by wrestling with a playful sea. So I could pitch itself to restless gay, or I cut itself till all its pitches double me refusing to let me sail, thus drifting I remain on it till I find the harbour of my dreams, a shelter of cruise. Find the harbour of my dreams, just a port of call I see, until I find something will claim.
And now we have Patricia Walsh.
this poem is called The Last Ugly Duckling Steaks. There's a lot of people on the open mic tonight, so it'll be short and sweet and merciful, and that is certainly in that order. But The Last Ugly Duckling Steaks. Sickness colored memories beat a well-worn path to the depths of my psyche. I could have played the ugly duckling part to the extent of a no-brainer. You buy me a pint out of sympathy, trying to return of late into your barricading arms. That was not a problem, as you say, in the thick light of the dance floor. For once of looking closely, I believe everything to be true. We are not here to enjoy ourselves, as I said. Worshipping an incandescent idol, the wearing of chains is not sufficient, as was the bearing of arms, tweaking ideologies. More a burning god lies in my manifesto. Counting bones the traditional way, suck the marrow of existence, the incandescent creep the god gives us, and electrocute the dry grey matter to understand the no-brainer again. Thank you.
Now we have Jericho Storm, winner of the 5-word challenge tonight.
Yeah, my name is Jericho. They say that for most people the fear of public speaking outweighs the fear of death. So by standing here, I'm apparently come to death. I wrote this to introduce myself. I am and am not your standard man. I came tonight without a plan. No lines, no script, no friends, no fans. Just my empty head and my empty hand. I am American and I am not. Born in Florida. Where I've been since I've not forgot. To Japan, to Italy, to Germany, to back to America, to England, to Ireland, to Dublin, to Cork, to the Long Valley, to O'Vale. I am lost and not lost. Here I am, here I stand before you. But my hands are shaking like a breeze. I too shall pass. And we may never see each other again. Jennifer, Dave, Cole, Susan, Sue, Peter, Steven, Peter, Rosie, and others who I have not met yet. Thank you. I haven't heard the word top of the morning. And I don't expect I ever will. Instead, when the Lord made time, he made loads of it. That was from a taxi driver that I met about yesterday. And a stranger is a mate that you haven't met yet. That was from a DJ in Cork. These aren't just words to me, but faces, the names, the lifetimes behind them. When I traveled, and I'm lost, I'm working, admired in life, and love, and loss. I don't remember the words, or the bite, or soul. But I hold on to the faces of the once-time friends. Strangers we are, but we save each other, each and every day, without thinking about it, without trying, just being. So thank you.
And next up we have Lee Buckley. I was away in Spain the last week, so these are just some short things that I wrote when I was there. The first one doesn't really have a name, but it's just from the chapter room in the Sevilla Academy. In a room so high it could have gods in, I look up, dizzied by height. as if I were up there with old human faces, as if we might fall, like the light, from the star that fell the same time a man at the count of four. View from plane. Stars beneath and above, land and sky dressed in pearl necklace of light, wind's breath holds us steady. Lean closer. Leaning closer to painting, as if I could pry apple from hands, as if I could take a clean bite from their mouth, as if I could set seed in the soil of my skin. This is called Sleep Longer, and it was kind of about this old picture of like a sleeping like baby Jesus, and like kind of imagined what if he didn't, if he never woke up and didn't find out what happened. Sleep longer, infant Jesus. Don't let the words of this world stir your head. Curl up in curves of your mother's oil skirt. As here is a strange place, stay there where you know nothing of futures, of things you will be asked to do, of bread you will give would be left broken and hungry. Sleep softer, infant Jesus. Don't let the words of this world stir your head. Out here can be sharp as knives, but in there you know nothing of ribs poor protection over pierced sacred heart. You know nothing of how your words will be turned and skewed like the skin of an apple, used to give meaning to fruitless words. Sleep longer, infant Jesus. Don't let the word of this world stir your head. Hush, you startle. Don't flash open your still blue eyes yet. The vision may be sharper than the sword going in. That fall may be the hardest. Your arms closed around me like castle walls. I had done the impossible, drawn blood from stone. Now your face is grey like a beautiful gargoyle. You are grey like this.
Always a cheer, thanks, Reed. And next up we have Paddy Doyle.
A poem is a rose that grows in a poor garden. And this is all the poetry of a second cafe and a bed of stolen moments. I sit in the corner of a morning cafe, safe from the chatter and clean clanging tales. Sunlight through the window makes the world seem warm. The traffic is drowned by the Angelus bell. Across the street, a girl stands deep in the doorway, her smile a lie that needs to be believed. Two swans come flying low along the water, wings whispering those words she dare not breathe. Faded newspapers slap along the pavement, slung already from the swirling whirlpool world. Leaves falling from the bare December trees give up the ghost and pass without a word. An old man leans along the railing of a bridge and watches as his river races out to sea. The swans touch down and come to rest below him, and he smiles down at them eternally. Blessed be these stolen moments, when we find some peace within the madness of our lives, limbs that seek a cord connecting strangers, and come to share their sadness and surprise.
Liz. Where's my lover? You're slipping away from the notes. Your skin is squid silken by my fingers. The smell of you has been washed away. Only in the memory stays in my room, in my sheets, where our hearts will beat, once beat, in my head, in my bed. Your love is like a fantasy now, every place I look for you. It's all an illusion you conjured from me. Your heart is gone, makes me heavy like stone, sweet and tender moments. Oh, now I'm alone. The thoughts you by my side, the tears in your tails wrapped around your waist, your melodic lullabies, your eyes shone brighter than the darkened clubs where we dance and forget way through life. You whom I am embellished, want me now. All these beautiful dreams fly to me, so we'll only through the streets where I met you.
David Roll.
Urban garden. It's an occasion fit to be feted when the beat up papa still alive pickup truck arrives and she greets the bartered for half ton of alluvium replete with corybantics and accordions whose frantic mechanics mimic transplanted earthworms' own undulations. A green bean plant spirals its tendrils like ancestral spirits inspired to begin all over again. Close by the compost pile, the Susan's complicit smiles belie fat lips and black eyes, while Miss Rose's high heels and open toes and all go that dogged cat's claw with a chainsaw, which furthermore shuts up the sycamore to palm tree to sycamore telegraph of cicadas, bourgeois gossip and bourgeois, quiets the quarrel of mockingbird and squirrel. She sows seeds in unlit American spirit cigarettes with the park. On the stoop there steeps a mason's jar of tea in the sun, and one can only liken even the parasitical lichen to so much manna fallen from heaven, her garden to some lovely DIY parody of paradise. For Sienna and Unza Unza send-off song. Like pairs of lucky old shoes, I chuck these, my words, after you. Fare thee well, jujus, in your journey's wake. Don't neglect to raise up, and I'm a bum again, I'm a bum again. Hallelujah, I'm a bum again, cup, before you slake your thirst at the well at wit's end, and rip down the youth hostel's door for your open-air dance floor, this inglorious spite of your bougie host's hostility, and in general persist in your folly and Blakeian shenanigans. For the emptier one's head is, dear Sienna, the more room there is to invite grace and inspiration on in. Thank you.
And now it's Christy Parker.
Keep the introduction fairly short. We've been here for a couple of weeks, but I found a place in our problem. Anybody who ever is in a house would probably be aware of your front yard, or your front driveway, your front road, anyway. You turn into an airport landing strip anytime in the middle of the night. Usually you're wondering why the fucking 747 landing outside my door. It's not! It's the viruses, of course! The scourge of the Celtic tiger and the scourge of the Celtic snub. These guys actually are human, as you may imagine, but they have birthdays too, and this poem is called, the credit is straight away, is the boy wrestler's birthday. This is what happens when a boy wrestler has a birthday. Left it wrapped up on my bonnet. It's a new exhaust pipe with no silencer on it. This is my best birthday yet. This will get me sex, I bet.
breaking out in sweat when they hear me coming like a jet of a laboratory. I can't get it, I'm holding better. I'm known by sound and not by sight. When I pass your house at night, I wake your kids, but that's alright, because I'm a boy with a carcator, a total spacer. This little babe is raised up to heaven. Listen to the engine revving. I'm going out at 11:30 in my sexy silver supersonic 747. Up the hill, girls, feast your eyes. Never mind the other boys. You know who's got the biggest noise. I'm customized, not circumcised. I'm a boy with a car chase, a total spacer. Check a mirror, check your ass, block your ears and let me pass. If there's no road, I'll use the grass, because I'm a boy with a car chaser, a total spacer. I'm on the road, I'm car park bound. Every night, that's what I'm found. I'm finally turning my life around and around and around and around. The down the bypass racing starts. Watch me with my added parts. The cost of cars like hopping carts. Mine sounds like 10,000 spots. Cause I'm a boy racer, car chaser, a total spacer. I've wings on bonnets, fog lights galore. I've an axe with a grind and my foot to the floor. If he now finds out I've gone up ashore, he doesn't know I'm a bi race or a car chaser or a total spacer. I don't know if you can see this on the back there. This actually is a tree, a Christmas tree. It's not a real one, obviously, you know, but it's a Christmas tree. And the good thing about it is that you can use it every year. Called counting. There's tons of fucking things to write this poem. It's okay coming up with the words, but putting the shape on it, like a nightmare, but that's in November. See, there's one word, then two, then three, then four. Anyway, I'll tell you about that. Counting. Only 180 days to Christmas Day. Did you know that? The geese are getting fat, and the turkeys are getting nervous. You can't abide it, not stay impervious. Baby Jesus, holly, candles, Saint Denny sack, jangling towards us like some train upon a track. Three wise men with tie shop shares, dancing in the snow, and now they count gold, 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 and made in China. Ho, ho, ho! Only 23 weeks to Christmas. Are you putting money to one side? To celebrate the birth of, oh Christ, the Saviour and the long hungover ride. Christmas falls on Friday this year, although many people will fall every day into gutter, song, pub, arms, hope, faith, company, fight, joy, chaos, tears, love and disarray. There's just over 6 months left of Christmas, so don't take any chances, borrow too much earlier this year and wrap up those finances. It's gathering like a storm, no way to stop it. Leave the beach, do your Christmas shopping. After your wishes early and you will find that peace on earth is really peace of mind. 5,976 hours to Christmas. Don't blame me. I'm only a tree. Thank you.
And now we have Niall Harris.
Probably gave you this one before, Land of 100,000 Sekos, but I have updated it a little bit and subtitled it A Requiem for the Celtic Tiger. It's influenced by a Woody Guthrie song. Travel through this, I think I'd see it if I could, but I'll spare you that. Travel through this country from west to eastern shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. Saw the western farmer filling forms on sheep and cows. Heard the auction hammer knocking down his house. Talked to fed-up fishermen. In pubs beside the shore, fish officials saying, not much fish there anymore. Heard the factory worker crying, she's just lost her job. Company bosses saying, real okay, save a few old balls. Heard the hospital patients on the corridor trolley. What the hell is the government doing with all the lolly? Heard the bloodsucker banksters asking for a mighty dig out. The government saying it's for stability, not more Celtic pig out. In the Venice of our south, where the crack is finer, no more the Pfizer rider. Cheaper to make in China. Our communities struggle for local democracy, working for zero waste, no burning of hypocrisy. heard the weary citizens wondering if to vote. Both now and there tell us, don't rock the sticking boat. Equinox in the trees, Mother Nature's last defense. But marks are more important, have a little sense. Traffic jams, office parties, huge loans for houses. A fine progressive recipe for strife between spouses. At a writer's bash in the charming party city, heard people saying bitterly, why is our water shitty? Talk to the silent secrets packed fixed to a room. See our heartless system return unto their doom. We still have a war port where foreign troops transit and torture flights touch down. No politician banned it. In the capital of boom and bust, the humour is laconic. Putting up a bloody spike is fucking ironic. Billions into docklands by bankrolled tiger guys. Did no one ever tell them the seas are on the rise? Once second richest nation, but some kids still ill-fed. Others still abused, growing up in utter dread. Steamrolling the people to bring the gas ashore. Just who is shelling out? Who and what's it all for? Travel through this country, through this charming land. Prayed we'd get together, together make a stand. Gandhi-like, right? For 100,000 welcomes in a green and pleasant place. People before vast prophets, the state of the human face. Thank you.
Now we have Adam Coyne.
Hello. I've just stumbled across this place, by the way, so you'll have to bear with me. But this is about a woman who's 100 years old in a local playground of a film called The Human Peg. This is called The Venus Out of picking up my old young friend, Enid's hair should start to trend, but as she stumbles through each day, she takes one step at a time. If she could only read or write, her IQ would be dynamite. Purple rims is not for her, nor any flashy ways. 100 years and going strong, she's never stunk, nor seen a thong. She writes all but never lies, like this is outside. So come along, you Enid freaks, her face agreed is one unique. If I allowed her one last meal with Enid, I would die. Thank you.
So we've come pretty much to the end of the list, if anybody else might have something in their pocket. Would anybody like to get up and read a song at the last minute? Okay, then we'll give the mic to Paul Casey. Here we go.
Thank you, and thanks Maria for coming up and a great reading. I was in Belfast last week, and found myself in an afternoon, free, so I roamed around the place and wrote a poem, spent 4 days over, so may not be completely finished. It's called Just Between Rivers. Some say we're cultures apart, called from Belfast. Offer your shadow a glimpse of the sun. Spiraled in slowly outward, in the center of giant's ring, to meet an oak, stop to breathe, lagging valley, stillness. A summer conversation with a capstone, from the wide rim, one brown butterfly lands, its wings open, a pair of burnt orange eyes, powdering fire onto the earth. Turned under shade by the spiral trail and its slow release from excess gravity. Hit for Hollywood, drive up next county down. Peel for a red squirrel in the forest park, from high up on a clearing above the lock, where Southampton Hills tease like an accent. A grasshopper stops singing, past warmer thermals that mate with branches, that string bass to birdsong. Floats over the warm south summit down the cushioned pathway where an aging leveled beach pulls a full mushroom tongue, welcomes you with mushroom eyes, with raised mushroom eyebrows, nose squashed to the side. I know where the red squirrels are today. Here passes loss, for what was never written, for all the times you swear you will remember that line. You won't forget that line. You won't forget that line. Close eyes sway to tides, stomachs. Breathe deep, silent years, dead spheres of sparks, mistaken gestures of setting the city ablaze, blistering that diatonic accent, that brother or sister in song. I've been collecting bunches of northern hellos today. How are you? They say here. Isn't the Cork accent amazing? We're just mad about the Cork accent. Funny you say that, so do we about yours, sure. Haven't we been singing the news since day dot, lilting up and down, being the bards we've always been? The old wink, the dubs are onto us, sure. What do you think? Your accent is much nicer than ours, you say. Tell this to an audience of ear-prickled holly, eye-level fern, nosing oaks, choirs of buttercups, foxgloves, Ulster daisies, and what seems a dying Douglas fir, sides split from laughing, to horsehair shed along the dung-scented sleeve, into forests where winds fluster an undergrowth of tangled solitudes. Even here poisons coalesce on the tips of tongues, toxin-dark imaginings lighter in the half-digestion of messianic antidotes, inside beings that have done this before and won. Pendulum down to a high stream, cool water tickles the stones, polish off the 65p centra, good to go, fill the bottle from this crystal lagan stream and drink. Thoughts collect in rapid blue, the naked majesty of mature elms, a half-lit green petal sky, useful shapes in deadwood, the reunion invitation of a natural amphitheatre, oh, to be a fairy. Among the laden ferns, the startled leaves, where nature knows no grudge, composing on, conducting, the selfless gift of life force, death almost invisible, death barely there. Finish more of the liquid that has quenched the owners of great distilleries with this drunkenness, this free Bahishka, Bishka Bahamore, surely more invigorating than any golden intoxication. Zenith back to Belfast, flags flicker in the sun, bright streets. For a moment lost in Laganland, unfinished skyscrapers spin past the Albert Clock. Beneath, Bale Fairster no longer whispers Doomed Vale. Skirt around near Ormo Bridge, ease over to the Golden Mile, to pick some more hellos and smiles.